From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is to tour the fire-stricken Colorado Springs area today as Colorado's governor asks for his state to be declared a federal disaster area. At least 350 homes are now destroyed. Anne-Marie Borrego of the American Red Cross says people who've lost their homes will continue to get help with recovery.
There is going to be a disaster recovery center opening on Saturday, and at those centers, it's not just the Red Cross, but we really do come together with other partner agencies to walk them through that process.
The fire's size and ferocity dwarf the biggest equipment humans can bring to the firefighting effort. Thousands of firefighters are out on the front lines from Colorado to New Mexico and Arizona, Utah, Montana, and Alaska. This year is only the third time in the last 20 that the U.S. has reached wildfire preparedness level 3 out of 5 as early as late June. The Supreme Court ruling upholding the heart of President Obama's health care overhaul has brought the divisive issue back to the center of election year politics. It could energize voters in both parties, and NPR's David Wellner reports it marks the start of a new push for repeal.
While House Speaker John Boehner says he respects the High Court's decision to uphold the health care law,
we believe that repealing this entire law is the right thing to do.
And House Republicans plan a vote in 12 days to do just that. New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer says it's a bad move.
Republicans seem to be casting their lot with the Tea Party, and this is a mistake. The public is fatigued with all these partisan fights, but they just want to keep reenacting them.
The democratically led Senate has rejected previous attempts to overturn the health care law. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
In a dramatic turnaround, Eurozone leaders in Brussels have agreed to radically restructure an up to $125 billion bailout for Spain's banks. As Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid, Spanish stocks are surging and bond yields falling on the news.
This is what Spain had been pushing for and what Germany had opposed until now. EU rescue funds will go directly to Spanish banks, bypassing the government. That means an up to $125 billion bailout won't add to Spain's government debt. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy emerged at 5 a.m. from an all-night meeting in Brussels, beaming. Even Spanish economists had written him off as having unrealistic demands. Now it appears Rajoy has been vindicated. The euro's gained ground and markets have surged on the news. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
Attorney General Eric Holder says Republican House members holding him in contempt of Congress had other options, but rejected any agreement on getting information about a bungled probe into gun smuggling. The issue appears headed to the courts now, and as a result, it will likely be a long time before Republicans get the documents they want. This is NPR. The Air Force says at least 31 female recruits were victims in a sex scandal at the service's main training facility in San Antonio. The Air Force recently reassigned the training squadron commander. NPR's Larry Abramson reports the military is launching an investigation to see how widespread the problem is.
12 male military instructors are being investigated for having sexual relations with female Air Force recruits. 9 of them are from the 331st Training Squadron at San Antonio's Lackland Air Force Base. Air Force General Edgar Rice says he believes the problem is primarily limited to this squadron, but the investigation will see whether other training groups are involved. The scandal began last summer when one trainee came forward about suspicions of sexual misconduct. One instructor has admitted he had intimate relationships with at least 10 women and faces trial next month on one charge of rape. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Rafael Nadal is out at Wimbledon in the second round, falling to the world's 100th ranked tennis player Lucas Rosol of the Czech Republic. The last time Nadal was bounced this early from a Grand Slam tournament was 2005. Andy Murray, Joe Wilfried Tsonga, Marty Fish, Andy Roddick, and Brian Baker move ahead. In women's tennis, number one seed Maria Sharapova advances to round three, as do Victoria Azarenka, Petra Kvitova, and four-time champ Serena Williams. American swimmer Michael Phelps is still on course to swim 8 events at the London Olympics after surging ahead in the 200-meter butterfly at the U.S. trials. Allison Schmidt broke her own record in the 200-meter freestyle. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.